Harper Audio presents For a Few Demons More by Kim Harrison. Performed by Marguerite Gavin.
1. Hammering my fist against the back of my closet wasn't one of my more pleasant dreams. Actually, it hurt. The pain broke through my comfortable sleepy haze, and I felt the primitive part of me that never slept coolly measuring my slow gathering of will as I tried to wake up. With an eerie feeling of disconnection, I watched it happen. Even as in my dream, I tore the clothes off the rod and threw them to my rumpled bed. Something, though, wasn't right. I wasn't waking up. The dream wasn't passively shredding into hard-to-remember bits. And with a jolt, I realized I was conscious, but not awake. What in hell? Something was really, really wrong, and instinct sent a pulse of adrenaline through me, demanding I wake, but I didn't. My breath was quick and ragged, and after I emptied the closet, I dropped to the floor and tapped my knuckles on the boards for a secret compartment I knew wasn't there. Frightened, I grasped my will and forced myself awake. Pain reverberated through my forehead. I sprawled, all my muscles going flaccid. I managed to turn my head, and my ears stung instead of my nose breaking. Hard wood pressed against me, cold through my pajama shorts and top. My cry came out as a gurgle. I couldn't breathe. Something was in here with me, in my head, trying to possess me. Terror smothered me like a blanket. I couldn't see it, couldn't hear it, could hardly sense it. But my body had become a battlefield, one where I didn't know how to win. Possession was a black art, and I hadn't taken the right classes. Damn it, my life isn't supposed to be like this. Utter panic gave me strength. I tried to mobilize my legs and arms under me and push. I managed to rise to my hands and knees, then fell into my bed.